The Niagara Ice Dogs went back down south with their tail between their legs after the Sudbury Wolves skated to a 13-2 victory on Sunday afternoon. The impressive final score came as a result of some particularly strong offense from the pack that saw them outshoot Niagara 47-30, dominate on the power play, going 5-for-6 to Niagara's 1-for-3, and dominate on faceoffs, winning 40 to the Ice Dogs 30. Wolves forwards Quentin Musty and David Goyette put up some impressive stats during the game, as well, with Musty earning 1 goal and 6 assists while Goyette picked up 2 goals and 3 assists. Pack netminder Joe Ranger made 33 saves. The big win improves Sudbury's record to 8-1-3-3-0, good enough for 8th place in the OHL's Eastern Conference and 18th overall. It should come as no surprise that the Wolves opened the scoring on this one. Once the floodgates opened, it was all Niagara could do to contain it. At 4:52 of the first, Quentin Musty opened the scoring, assists, David Goyette and Evan Kanyon, to make it a 1-0 Wolves game. Less than 2 minutes later, Devin Morrow scored his 2nd of the season, assists, Matthew Mania and Alex Ferrand, and the Wolves were up 2-0. Less than 3 minutes later, the Wolves would do it again, and on the power play. This time it was Goyette earning the marker, assists, Musty and Mania, and the pack had a 3-goal lead. Moving into the second frame, Dylan Robinson scored for Sudbury at 9:11, assists, Musty and Kanyon, and the Wolves were up 4-0. 90 seconds later and on the power play, the Wolves would do it again, with Ferrand earning his 12th of the year, assists, Goyette and Musty, to make it 5-0. The Ice Dogs would finally get on the board at 15:35 of the second period, with Declan Waddock picking up a goal, assist, Jacob LeBlanc, to make it 5-1. 23 seconds later, though, the Wolves would score again with Nick DeGrazia picking up his 9th of the season, assists, Ethan Larmond and Jakub Kromiak, to make it 6-1. A couple of minutes later, the Wolves would do it again, this time on the power play. Nathan Villeneuve picked up his 3rd goal of the season, assists, Musty and Goyette, and it was a 7-1 Wolves game. A minute into the 3rd period and again on the power play, the Pack's Evan Kanyon got on the board with his 8th of the season, assists, Larmond and Landon McCallum, and the Wolves were up 8-1. At 7:19 of the 3rd, the Ice Dogs would score their 2nd and final goal of the game, thanks to Gerard Keane, assists, Pano Fimis and Nolan Dan, to make it 8-2. The Wolves weren't done yet, though, and would score 5 more times before the 3rd period, and the game ended. At 8:08, Robinson would score again for Sudbury, assists, DeGrazia and Morrow, to make it 9-2. Less than a minute later, Larmond would get on the board with his 4th of the season, assists, Mania and DeGrazia, and the Wolves were up 10-2. At 12 o'clock of the 3rd, Jacob Holmes scored his 2nd of the season, assists, McCallum and DeGrazia, to make it an 11-2 Wolves game. At 14:38 Kromiak would earn his 2nd of the season, 2, assists, DeGrazia and Musty, and the Wolves had a 10-goal lead. The 13th and final goal of the game was scored by Goyette, his 17th of the season, with assists going to Musty and Mark Boudreau, and the game ended 13-2. The Pack is back in action at home on Friday, December 9th against the Saginaw Spirit. After that, the team heads out on a road trip for 2 games against the Barrie Colts, on December 10th and December 13th.